This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We saw this in Forbes today that Newt Gingrich sits at the top of the list of most indebted American politicians. He's $4.3 million in the hole. Legacy costs, you might say. Another part of the Gingrich legacy, though, is the attention he drew to private equity, most specifically to Mitt Romney's tenure at Bain Capital. And in so doing, Gingrich gave President Obama a model he has begun to use in the general campaign. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
A super PAC that backed Newt Gingrich got things started with an ad that attacked Bain Capital, the private equity company Mitt Romney co-founded.
For tens of thousands of Americans, the suffering began when Mitt Romney came to town.
That ad helped Gingrich win the South Carolina primary, and it gave President Obama grist for the general election. Yesterday, the Obama campaign released this ad about a steel plant Bain Capital took over in 1993 and tried to turn around. In 2001, that plant went bankrupt.
Bain Capital walked away with a lot of money that they made off of this plant. We view Mitt Romney as a job destroyer.
Ads like these haven't done much to help private equity's image. Steve Judge is the president and CEO of a trade group that represents 36 private equity firms.
Well, I don't want to sound like a Pollyanna, but I think that it actually provides us an opportunity
to draw attention to when private equity has helped failing companies. That's something the Romney campaign is also trying to do. President Obama may continue to attack Romney's ties to private equity, but Stephen Davidoff, a finance professor at The Ohio State University, says he has to be careful.
Well, it's where the money is, right?
And President Obama needs to fundraise. Last night, he collected more than $1 million at a fundraiser hosted by Tony James, an executive with another private equity firm, Blackstone. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Just to follow up on that list, number two on the list of politicians in debt, Lyndon LaRouche. Had to remind myself today when it was that he ran. Turns out, every cycle from 1976 to 2004, if you can believe that.